The Road Past Mandalay, a personal narrative by John Masters.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
The Road Past Mandalay. Part 1, Action West. Chapter 1. Before dawn, the order reached us. The armoured cars of the 13th Lancers were to make a wide outflanking movement into the desert, round the right of the enemy's position, defending the small Syrian town of Deir ez-Zor. The 10th Gurkhas were to attack astride the main road. We, the 2nd Battalion of the 4th Gurkhas, were to stay in camp, in reserve, at 5 minutes' notice for action. My colonel, Willie Whelans, read the message with a darkening face. He jammed on his hat, abruptly ordered me to follow him, and hurried to brigade headquarters. When we were admitted to the brigadier's presence, "Why aren't we leading the assault, sir?" Willie snapped. The brigadier said that we'd been leading for about 8 weeks now, and it was someone else's turn. Willie said he didn't see what that had to do with it. "Sir, the order was a deliberate insult to the 4th Gurkhas." Patiently, the brigadier explained the benefits of a system of rotation of duties. Willie fumed visibly.